Welcome to the Dad Chunk Podcast. My name is Josh.
I'm Jeff.
And this is a podcast where we talk about things like...
We don't even know anymore.
We're just making it up as we go. And we've been off for 2 weeks because vacations and like things just didn't work.
I'll tell you what we're never talking about again.
What?
Days of the week. I hate them.
We've been looking back on our podcast and thinking, that was the worst.
What needs to change? Days of the week. From now on, the only day of the week it is listening to our podcast day of the week.
It's whatever day we decide to drop it in. That's the day of the week.
Yeah.
The Dad Challenge day of the week. Jeff, would you rather? Because I want to keep this going. I want to just flow.
Let's roll. Okay.
Would you rather be able to sell your teeth for $10,000 each or sell your kidney for $1 million?
I got two kidneys.
It's true.
Doesn't
it grow back if you cut a little bit off? Or is that your liver?
I think that's your tail.
Oh.
If you're a salamander. I don't know. I don't think it grows back. I don't think it grows back. Your kidney does it?
No, not your kidney.
I think your liver does. Yeah, you can give a piece of your liver. That's true.
So would you sell a kidney for $1 million?
Yeah, probably.
I'd sell a kidney for $1 million. Anybody listening to this podcast, you need a kidney. You got $1 million. You can have one of mine.
Yeah. I'm not going to Mexico to get taken out, though.
I got kidney stones a little bit here and there, but you can deal with it. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Nope.
Dude, not joking, okay?
Yep.
Not joking. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I don't even like thinking about it. It's the worst thing. When you go to the hospital with kidney stones, you go in right away. Like, it's like almost like an emergency.
But I think everybody cringes because they think of like a big rock coming out their wiener, right?
That's not the hurt part.
That's not the part, right? It's like when it's in your kidney and like passing
going into
like
your stream. That's where it hurts. So it feels
like in your guts.
You ever like walk by a doorknob or something and you hit your kidney and it's like the worst pain in the world? That's because your kidneys
stub your kidney.
Have you ever stubbed your kidney?
I've never stubbed my kidney either.
Okay, will you ever get punched in your kidney?
I don't think so.
Dude.
Cover up.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so that hurts a lot, by the way.
I bet.
And I always stub my kidney on doorknobs. I guess I'm just the wrong height. But if kidney stones were like, I remember thinking one day, I'm like, it feels like I have to pee. That's where it starts. If you feel like you have to pee and you don't have to pee, you might have a kidney stone coming on. Okay?
Ooh.
So it feels like you got to piss, but you can't. There's no pee.
Okay.
So you're like something weird, and then the tip of your wiener starts hurting. Right?
Because it's like all connected. It's like a throbbing pain.
Like if you have a hangnail or something, it's like a throbbing. You got to piss really bad, but you can't.
Ugh.
It's really weird. And then
it sounds awful.
Then the pain happens.
But the pain shuts you down. Inside though.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Okay. So I had to go to the hospital to give you this thing called Dilaudid in Canada. It's like the street. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like a drug.
Yeah. It's like amazing.
And it's supposed to bust up the stones? Is that
no,
the deal?
No, it just shuts you down because the pain is so... Once the pain gets to a threshold, you have to get something to bring it down. And I don't take drugs. I've never used drugs before. I don't drink. I don't abuse drugs. I've never smoked weed. Never done weed. I've never taken any illicit legal drugs ever.
Right.
When I took this Dilaudid, though, I was like, thank you, angel wearing jeans, to the nurse. And she just laughed because I've never been high.
And you were just...
I was just floating, dude.
Like, I'm happy.
Because I had so much pain and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's like the best feeling in the world. But they said, okay, here's some meds you have to take. If you feel a kidney stone coming on, pop one of these in your anus. So I take these anus pills.
Suppository?
Yeah, I have to take a suppository because it's closer to your kidneys.
I guess.
The pills don't...
I think they made that up.
They're just laughing at me when I walk out with the suppository.
I told them to stick it.
And I've never put a suppository in my butt before until I had the kidney stones. And it's not so bad once you do it a few times, but it feels really weird. But if you feel a kidney stone coming on and you pop one of these suppositories in, you right before the pain gets, you're good.
Yeah.
And you can go without going to the hospital.
Really?
But if you get to a certain point, the suppositories won't do anything. You have to go to the hospital. A guy was barfing.
I didn't know any of this.
It's apparently worse pain than childbirth. That's what the doctor said. So my wife can't complain anymore. She's had two babies. I've had four kidney stones.
Oh, so you have more babies.
More pain, more babies. And it's like when you do pee it out, it's a relief. It feels like this. It feels like it dropped into your stream and then fell out. And you pee into these little things that catch it. And I have a stone in a little glass jar.
You should make it into a necklace.
It's too small, but that's funny. I could put it in a ring. That's really nice. What is that? It's my piss stone. We shined it up and polished it.
That's how much I love you. I went through all this pain for you.
Maybe those stones should be worth the most. Diamond, because they're the most
painful.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So maybe we should start a market for kidney stone rings. Why did I say that stuff? Oh, because sell your kidney.
Because we were going to
sell
a kidney. So
I would sell a kidney for $1 million. Although
your kidneys are terrible.
How many teeth
so
do you have?
Get rid of them.
50? 25
no.
teeth?
No.
How many teeth
50?
Do you have? How many teeth do you have?
I don't know. 30? 40?
40?
Max?
So if you sell your teeth for $10,000 each, you don't get $1 million. So yeah, of course I'll sell a kidney. But if you sold your teeth, you can just get, what are those things called? The Hollywood ones put in.
The Da Vinci veneers?
Yes, veneers. I'd do that. So there's it's a win-win either way.
But once your teeth are gone, you're not getting veneers, though. You're just getting dentures.
Oh, veneers go over teeth.
Yeah. They just go over ugly teeth.
Okay, never mind.
You're just getting dentures. That's fine, though. You get fancy dentures.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? And you polydent and forget.
No, apparently dentures now, they just drill them right into your skull.
Oh, the posts. Yeah. Yeah.
Right into your skull.
It's actually pretty good, I think.
Another one. Would you rather live long but a boring life or a short but fun, adventurous life? And this kind of goes into what we're talking about today.
It's such extreme. So your boring life is just always boring?
Yeah.
Okay, forget it. I'm out then.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I'd rather live a short adventure.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd rather live long and have boring and adventurous times.
Well, you can't. That's not the question, Jeff. I would probably want to live short and adventurous because boring is... I remember growing up in the 80s and early 90s. And, like, we didn't have tablets, smartphones, texting, none of that stuff. If you had to call your friend, it was on the phone.
You had an imagination.
Or you had to ride over to their house on the bike, and if they weren't there, yeah, you had to, like, go out and play. I remember the moments, though, when I was outside and had, like, the most fun ever. But I also remember those days where there was nothing to do, and it was the worst thing in the world.
Like, yeah, but so they were bored. Few and far between. Come on.
It depends where you live and how much money you have. We were poor, so, like, we had to make our own. I used to dumpster dive when I lived in
Hamilton.
Rich
people are more bored.
No, because they can just just get up and go do something. They can just go buy something.
Yeah, but that's short-lived. That's boring, too.
I think today...
I mean, I would buy
stuff.
Today's day
and age, I think the boredom has, like, it's different now, right? Kids, if they're bored... You know what I like about today's generation is that waiting in line for me is not so bad. I just go on my phone. I don't ever complain about waiting in line anymore. Doesn't go to the doctor's office on my phone, doesn't matter. I think that has shifted. But when I was growing up, the most fun I ever had, and this is so weird, is I used to dumpster dive when I lived in the city. And, like... I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, I would not let my kids dumpster dive. Imagine like needles and like, you know, the gross things that we'd find.
Because
we lived in a big apartment building. Those apartment buildings had massive dumpsters.
Yeah.
And on days we were bored, we'd dumpster find Playboys.
Right,
we were finding like, we'd find toys, Playboys, like bringing home stuff. My mom's like, where'd you get that? Like the dumpster.
Don't worry, we didn't spend any money.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, like we used to, like, what else did we used to do? Like make cardboard.
Dirty diapers.
I liked making forts. That was a good
making
one.
Forts is great.
Making clubs.
I love playing in the creek.
The creek was good.
Playing in the creek was the best.
So kids don't do that stuff anymore.
No.
I mean, we're afraid they're going to get abducted. They don't get to go outside anymore.
Well, yeah, they'll get abducted or scrape their knee.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to jail. Need a day off school. And...
So I think, yeah, living an adventurous life is definitely, growing up for us, we had a better childhood than our children do. They are more connected and they have more knowledge than we ever did.
Yes.
Access to it anyway.
Yeah.
But they do not have as much fun as we used to have. Not on the real.
No, not just like.
Hitting big jumps with your bike.
My kids used to climb the trees in my backyard. They don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, they're just too busy being cool. Anyway, so the reason I asked that question is because they were going to talk about something I thought was really cool. Just looking back on my life today, I thought, you know, I had glory days. And I'm sure you had glory days. I want to talk today about the glory days and what we did and what we're going to do with this podcast and our projects in the future. Because I think it's like today I had an epiphany and I said, let's do this. And so we want to tell you guys a little bit about what we're going to do with this, not just the podcast, but things we want to do. And we're really excited.
Yeah, we're
pretty
hyped up about it.
We're hyped. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, I got one.
We might be cutting this thing too. This is the dumbest.
No, I like it. It makes me laugh a little bit. I don't play soccer because I enjoy the sport. I just do it for the kicks.
Yeah,
come on.
That?
It's awesome.
No. Who writes these?
Dads. Lame old dads.
We're not doing day of the week, right? We're cutting it. It's cut.
Day of the week is cut.
Cut, man.
Today is
forget
the day
it.
That whatever it is, your day.
Day of the week. Yep. Let's just make our
it's
own day
a day
of the week.
In March.
Today's
right
the Remember the Glory Days day of the week. Look back and with fondness to what you did and who you were and your terrible life as it is now. Let's get on to what are you watching?
It's
been a couple weeks. I mean, I'm sure you've ingested some things on Instagram or on Netflix.
Went to the theater.
What'd you see?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I did too.
Better than I thought it was going to be. I liked it.
I disagree.
You did not like it?
Did not. I did not. Not that I didn't like it. Here's what I'm saying. For a backstory of every Marvel character, it's the worst one.
Okay.
Iron Man is the best one.
Okay.
She's
got a bad backstory. Why? Because
it's boring.
Literally, the whole movie made her into whatever.
It wasn't alien, so she absorbed the what's it called, the Tesseract
thing,
right? spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, skip 15, 20 seconds here.
Are you supposed to do spoiler alerts before you say it? Sorry.
Let's stop. Let's go back to the beginning.
We're just going to apologize.
Yeah. So the movie, Brie Larson, I like her. Okay.
Yep.
Here's the issue with Brie Larson. After coming out with that tweet or whatever that she said, I don't want, you know, this movie, like straight white nerdy men to review this film. It's not for them. Whatever. She came out politically and said a bunch of stuff. Did you not know that?
No.
Okay. She came out politically and said all this stuff like, you know, I don't want to be reviewed and tell me what I did wrong. I'm going to look up the tweet because I don't want to get it wrong because this is what happened. Okay. So Captain Marvel faces boycott backlash over Brie Larson's man-hating. So Brie Larson kicked off her publicity tour as the first female lead in a Marvel Comics movie, which is great. Which is Captain Marvel. She's facing backlash because of the things she said. So this is what she said. I don't want to hear what a white man has to say about A Wrinkle in Time, which is the movie she did. I want to hear what women of color or biracial women has to say about the film, which makes sense because of the movie, right? I want to hear what teenagers think of the film. Okay? She's not down with... About a year ago, I started paying attention to what my press days look like. So she can control who she can interview and stuff like that, right? Or be interviewed by. And the critics reviewing movies, I noticed it appears to be overwhelmingly white males. And she's probably right, especially in the comic book world. But there's a whole bunch of backlash for her saying all these things, right?
Hmm.
And so men were like, okay, these are the men. And first of all, these are the dudes who are buying
They're the consumers of her product.
They're consuming the movie. So what happened was she said all this stuff and I got, you know, I was reading it all. And I'm not saying for whatever reason, I don't care, but it tainted the movie for me. I went in with a tainted view. And so I was already negative when I watched the movie, which is stupid.
Yeah.
These actors and actresses, just be actors and actresses. Stop using your platform for political gain or for whatever you think is your virtue signaling. There. The gain is that she's a feminist and she's saying, F you men. That's fine.
But I thought she did pretty good.
She did a decent job.
I was pleased with her performance. I actually liked that. I was afraid that Captain Marvel wasn't going to have any attitude or anything. She had a little bit of attitude, which I liked. But
yeah, she was edgy. I liked it. Yeah. And I'm not saying it wasn't. But what happened is she tainted it for a lot of people.
Right? Ah.
And so... I'm sure Disney and Marvel and everybody's like, oh, rolling their eyes, but they have to let her do it because, you know, also it gives them free
publicity
and all that stuff. But so when I went in there, I went in trying to be like, okay, let's see this. It was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. The CGI was good, but truly it was pretty bland. And you didn't get to see any of the good stuff till literally 5 minutes before the movie ended.
Yeah.
It was a bit slow.
Yeah. I thought it was all right. I think I had lowered expectations for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just I didn't think the preview showed like much of anything, so I kind of went in thinking, whatever.
Yeah.
But I liked it better than I thought it was going to.
I like the twist it took.
Not my favorite Marvel movie, though.
No, definitely not even close. Not even close.
No.
But I know the Endgame is going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
Everybody and their dog is going to go see Endgame.
Because the last one was so good.
But they had to release the Captain Marvel movie in order to make Endgame work, right? Because
yeah, I get it.
They're saying
because
that
they put
Ant-Man's
going to
go up his butt or something like that. I don't know what they're saying, but that's what I'm thinking. So it's important for her story because she's very powerful. But in the world of comic books, I'm like, really? She just says Tesseract power or whatever, but they didn't actually let her, you know... If the most powerful comic book character can be like shut down by a little thing on her neck, to me is like, eh. But I guess she didn't realize how powerful
she was.
They
took that thing off, though.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
By just using her power.
Well, she just picked it off.
No, she went, and then like it popped off like she's taking a dump. Anyway, so that all to say that the movie was decent. Definitely not a good, not my favorite Marvel movie at all. Probably, out of all the Marvel movies, it's probably the least favorite, to be honest with you. What's your least favorite Marvel?
Probably Black Panther.
Oh, I loved Black Panther, though.
I didn't love it.
Loved it. You're racist.
I'm not. You're it's racist. Not about that. It was okay.
I liked it because the CGI was decent. The fight scenes were amazing. I loved the tech, the gadgetry, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like
I didn't
tech.
Mind that stuff. I don't know. That's not fair. I guess that's the most recent Marvel movie that would be my least favorite.
They're all pretty good. And
they're
making billions.
But I love, like,
banking.
See, the problem is I love the ones that are like the oddball ones because I thought I was going to hate them. I love both Ant-Mans. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And I love the Guardians. Both of them are amazing.
Yep.
Those are my favorites.
I love
so the rest of them
Iron
all
Man's.
Pale in comparison to me.
Iron Man's.
Iron Man's
if
are
they
okay.
make another Iron Man,
Iron like, Man's good.
Three started getting a little bit boring. Okay, you got like 4 million Iron Mans. I get it. If you imagine, though, even Tony Stark, who's a billionaire, there's no way he could afford those suits. Each of those suits is worth like $1 billion, is it not? The tech that he puts into those suits?
I guess.
So even he would go broke making all those suits. Anyway, that's another story. But so another show I just watched it yesterday, called Triple Frontier on Netflix. It's got a good cast of characters. It was not a heist, but sort of like a heist show.
Is it a war movie? Is it a movie?
It's a movie, yeah. So what happened was here. Loyalties are tested when five former Special Forces operatives reunite to steal drug lord's fortune. So it's like you want them, you want them to win because they're like these guys that were, they were former special ops. They were really good at what they do. They go into like an El Chapo style guy and they steal all his money.
So
but it just
taking,
gets crazy.
They're okay with stealing drug money. They're okay with it being drug money because they're stealing it from a drug lord?
Yeah.
That's still crooked.
Would you, if you could become part of an elite task force to go steal a bunch of money from a drug lord, would you do it? Knowing that you'd be okay. You wouldn't get killed.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it. It takes all the adventure.
This movie was so good. I mean, near, it got took some crazy
turns.
Good.
I want to check it out.
But it got real. It wasn't like just it. Like a feel good. It was really good. And Ben Affleck did a good job. Everybody was really good in this movie. Really, really good.
I'm going to watch it.
It's really good. Watch this movie, okay? It's like literally 8 New Balance out of 10.
Okay,
sure.
I'm in.
And Captain Marvel, what do you give it? You weren't
six.
Tainted like I was. Six?
Say six.
I give it a 4.5.
No, that's a 6.
Yeah. So those are what we're watching right now. Talk about Sword and Scale last week.
Yeah.
Hear what happened?
No.
They're done.
Why?
They done, yo.
What did he do?
So Mike Boudet.
Did he kill somebody?
No. Although that would have been crazy. Mike Boudet comes out and posts this thing that says, Wondery dropped us. Mike Boudet apparently in his private life, or even not so private life, is a complete jackwagon apparently. Like,
oh, yeah?
I don't know. Like, apparently he asks his fans for nudes, and which is not illegal. He's not married. The guy can do whatever he wants. But apparently he just, like,
he's kind of a scummy
anti-PC.
Person.
Apparently he's a scummy person, and he's anti-PC, which I'm pretty much anti-PC, too. But I'm not going to, like, shout it from the rooftops. You know, I have a good head on my shoulder when it comes to, like, you know, I'll respect people and all that. Anyway, for whatever reason, he came up with this whole thing that just said, you know, he's a sore loser, apparently, about the whole thing. But anyway, he's done. That show is done. Unless I think he's doing just the paid version of it. But I think they're trying to bring on a new host and stuff like that. It's going to be done.
So, like, they're squishing him? Is that why? Because
yeah, Wondery dropped
did,
him.
So, yeah.
Wondery dropped him, and then he's like, I guess he still owns Sword and Scale. So they brought in this, like, older lady who apparently is good at it, too. But they're like, most of his super fans are like, we're done. We're done with the show. This show's done.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a shocker.
I know, because he's the biggest one in the industry.
Wow.
So let this be a lesson in your private life. Don't be a dick wagon.
Yeah.
Don't be a dickweed.
Don't be a dickweed.
I love the word dickweed. I love it. So good.
Hey, that's throwback.
It's throwback.
Yeah, it's throwback
to the glory
day.
Days.
Today's day of the week is throwback day.
Let's talk about glory days in our days. What were some of the best insults? I don't remember.
What were some of the best insults?
Remember psych?
Yeah.
I don't even remember insults back in the day.
I remember like one from when we were super young. We said, grow up. I don't grow up. Well, how did it go? I don't grow up.
I throw up. Or
I throw up. And you come around the corner and you lick it up. You remember that one?
Yes.
That was when we were like little.
Man. I don't remember that.
So stupid.
Just growing up, like some of the derogatory statements of when I was a teenager are completely different than they are now. Now they're saying like you're so toxic. They use like SJW terms as like you're toxic and you have cancer and like it's like really bad. Like you have AIDS. Like it's bad. Like I'm hearing the kids talk about like, that is AIDS. Not like saying you
really?
Have AIDS. They're saying that's AIDS. As in like you know.
That's weird.
And I'm trying to tell my kids like you can't say certain things. Stop. You know. But I'm hearing
we kind of
friends,
joke around like that at work. Like if something falls on the ground, we're like, okay, don't eat that. It's got AIDS.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah, or like Hep C. Like I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. But that's what you're seeing. It's different now.
But that's weird. That's like
you're not hearing
that's AIDS.
There's still like when we grow up, you still call someone a faggot or gay or something like that. Then it's like that was like, oh yeah. Now you say that's like hate speech. And
well,
for,
and it
you
is.
Know, for
was,
a good
yeah,
reason.
It's different. Yeah, for sure.
But now you don't hear that anymore. It's
no.
like has shifted.
And it should.
It's amazing to see that as a social. I don't know how you say this. It's like a social movement. How education actually changes the way that we talk. And I was just thinking the other day, like I crossed over into Detroit to go to the airport, and it's like litter everywhere.
Yeah.
Come to Canada, there's none. A lot of it's education based on you know take pride in your in not littering. I'm not comparing littering
litter
to
here.
Racism, but I'm just saying.
No.
Like, education has a lot to do with this. So when something starts shifting, when they're saying don't do that or don't say that, and it becomes like a bad thing, you actually start seeing that shift and change.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's crazy. What are you listening to right now? I'm not going to talk about podcasts today. I'm
no
actually
podcast?
Listening to, I brought up a couple old records. I was driving back cause I did a lot of driving this past couple weeks. Went up to Ottawa, then I drove down to Detroit and I was driving all over Florida. Man, I got into the old school stuff. Like some of my old school hits from the '90s.
What'd you listen
to? Third
Eye
Blind.
Oh yeah.
Was listening to some good records when I was growing up. I listened to a lot of Christian music when I was in like 15, 16, 17 years old. And there was some good stuff like DC Talk and stuff that I was listening to.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to that.
But I was listening to this record. Not even, this is 2009. This is part of my glory days. When I was touring in my band, there's this band called Reliant K.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're amazing. They're very, very talented. So they were pop punk when Blink-182 was huge. And they're 10 times better than Blink-182, by the way. They're so good. And they have this record called Forget and Not Slow Down. And I'm not sure the whole story, and I don't want to get it wrong, but I don't really care at this point. I think the lead singer was engaged to this girl who was a radio personality or some sort, and I guess he cheated on her or something like that, and she dumped him, and he wrote this record after he got dumped, after his, like, he just got destroyed. And this is the best record I've ever. It's called Forget and Not Slow Down, okay? And he's got some pretty bold and brash lines in this record that were like, oh, like, he did wrong, but he was... In the record, he talks about the realness and the rawness of it. If you get a chance to listen to Forget Not Slow Down, here, listen, read his story about what happened. I'm not sure they make it too much public. They're not really saying a ton about it, but she went on the radio and talked about it a little bit. But this is a Christian guy, right?
And yeah.
He did, you know, did wrong. But he wrote this record by himself. Apparently, he went out to like a cabin in the woods for a month and wrote this record. It's the best thing I've ever heard. It's so good and raw. Forget Not Slow Down. Best record I've heard. Probably... You know, John Mayer's up there in some of my best records. Third Eye Blind is up there in some of my best records. I love Wallflower, some of the big records.
Yeah.
This record is definitely my top 10 of all records. Yep,
cool.
Easily. So that's what I was listening to, and I was like, man, it's good. Because when we were on tour, my glory days, a lot of things that got me by were good music, right? Because you're in a bus with a bunch of stinky a-holes. And, you know, these are your friends and your brothers and your family, but you start to hate people. Like, you start hating them. And they start hating you. And, like, the only thing that gets you away is you put your headphones on, you escape into these records. And sometimes we put them on the speakers and we listen. But really, really good record. If you ever get a chance to listen to that record, do it.
Okay, for sure. So I will. You like Reliant K.
Yep.
And you like your kids, but you probably hate kids' music.
Yes.
Did you know that a bunch of bands did a bunch of covers of VeggieTales songs? And Reliant K did one of them?
Yeah. They Pirates did Pirates Don't Yeah, and they killed it.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
The whole album's awesome.
Look at Reliant K's song about Thundercats.
They did a Thundercats song?
I'm lying,
I love Thundercats.
Oh, you're going to love that song, dude. It's so good. He does a Thundercats one. He does Sadie Hawk. Reliant K is good. Their whole thing is amazing.
But that album's pretty good. Like, if you actually want to listen to like some kids' songs, that album, the VeggieTales Rocks album, is actually pretty good.
Tell me a story. You got a story? Story time with Uncle Jeff.
Throwback stories?
Any throwbacks? When you first started being a firefighter?
Oh, man. I don't know if I can remember that long ago.
You ever had to like fight in a fire and you had to take it like a dump? What do?
You just rain your pants.
Do you wear your diapers and stuff? Like, seriously, though, you got to go.
I don't, what, like, you're, like an emergency dump? I guess you would like, and you're like in the fire?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's coming out. What else are you going to do?
Poop your pants,
poop
man.
Poop pants. Poop right in my fire pants. Yeah, I don't know what else you would do. That would
go right into your boots and stuff.
I mean...
It would fall into your boots, would it not?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to. That would have to be a massive emergency, right? Like,
so you've never had that? Is what you're talking?
I've never had that experience. Though. I've had to pee pretty bad sometimes, but usually you can find a spot to pee.
Just pee on the fire? Can you not do that? Is it illegal? Take it out and pee on the fire.
It's not a campfire.
I'm just saying. It can't be detrimental. It's liquid.
To your wiener,
well,
it probably
burn
would
your
be.
Wiener off, I suppose. Yeah. It'd be a backdraft and just blow your nuts off.
Just, you know how hot it is in there. There's a reason why you're wearing
a... I had a firefighter, man. I don't know if it smells like burning wieners in here. That's because I took a leak earlier.
I need an ambulance. I really had to pee.
Jeff burned his dick off taking a piss upstairs.
All right. So here's how this one goes. So we were at a weird call. It was like nothing. There was no emergency. What it was a bus had blown a hydraulic line and dumped a whole bunch of hydraulic fluid. Like probably... 50 meters long, right?
Okay.
So we don't have enough absorbent on our truck to deal with that. The road was so slippery that literally if you stepped on it, you were going down, right? So any car, like there would have been accidents galore. So we blocked it at one end and down the other end were, you know, was a traffic light. So we put up some cones. So we blocked off this whole area and we're just sitting there waiting. We asked for the works department to come and bring some sand to soak up the hydraulic fluid. So while we're standing there, we're there for so long, a beautiful sunny day. We're just standing outside the truck. The guys gooned me with the binoculars and they put the soot on the binoculars. Like, oh, hey, look down there. And I did it. And I had the black eyes. We're sitting there having a good time. Anyways, all that's done. And we're just sitting there. It's getting a little bit boring. And we're down the street and we see this lady walking towards us carrying some shopping bags and she's got a big smile on her face, right? This Asian lady, she's walking down. Oh, she's so happy and smiling. We're talking to everybody that walks by saying, hey, how's it going? Just chatting. She walks up and we say, hey, how are you today? And she says, oh, she goes, I could see from far away the handsome big fireman. I'm not trying to be mean. This is how she was talking. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, and because it kind of seemed like, you know, does she understand us? Yes, she does. And whatever. And she's, oh, I could see from far away, a big handsome man. And one of the guys I'm standing with, one of my buddies, Corey, he goes, you could see me from all the way down the street. And I'm not kidding you, without skipping a beat, she turns and looks at him because she was talking to me and this other guy, Dave. She turns and looks at him. She goes, yeah, you talk too. He just was deflated. And Corey's an awesome dude. But just, I don't know, man. I hope that lady knows how funny what she said was, because we have not stopped talking about that for 10 years. It was the best thing that's ever happened to us.
What was in the bags? Did she bring you something?
Yeah, she was grocery shopping.
Oh, I thought she brought you guys some
freezies. No, she wasn't bringing anything. It wasn't good. It was nothing good. But it was just a Utah 2 story. So that's anytime awesome. Corey starts getting out of hand, we was like, yeah, Utah 2. It's a great story.
That's awesome. Let's get on to, Chris Pratt. I don't know why I wrote Chris Pratt down here.
You want to talk about Chris? We never talk about him.
What's going on with Chris Pratt, though?
You know what? I just saw his Instagram, and he's got these, like, lambs. They're stinking cute.
Why does he have lambs? Does he have a farm?
Oh, probably. He's got lots of money. And
he was singing with Garth Brooks, man.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool.
I like Garth Brooks.
He's living a pretty fun life right now, it seems.
Jeez, I like. He's going to marry What's-Her-Face. I think she has a podcast.
Well, yeah.
I think his wife has a podcast.
Well, they got lambs. So that's all I know. They got like 50 lambs, and he posted some stuff, but the video he posted of his lambs was pretty cute. It was like a little baby lamb laying on top of mama lamb.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute.
Chris Pratt is like, Chris Pratt, if you're listening to this episode, come on the show, bud. We'd love to have you.
Come on out.
Come on, man.
You know the invitation stands, Chris.
It's like you don't even.
He could bring a lamb.
You could, I mean, you could swear on the show if you want. We'll make this one explicit.
He could bring a lamb and play with the cats.
You know what we should do? We should have a contest where we offer like an iPad or something, and we just mass tweet this guy, and so he gets it. It's like we say, tweet this at Chris Pratt.
Okay,
and it has to be a tweet, and it's like whoever tweets, and it's like if we get 10,000 tweets directed towards him or Instagram posts, he'll notice us.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, so here's what we have to do. Okay, anybody that's listening, if someone can donate us an iPad,
who wants to donate the prize?
That's the first part of this, and then. We're going to get a lot of people to tweet.
Or some kind of prize. I don't know. Maybe like a ride on the fire truck or something. That's pretty lame. No, but if you actually do a big prize, do it up big.
Yeah.
And you got enough tweets. And it goes back to my glory days. We did this when I was in a band and it worked. And I'm pissed because we did it wrong. But it worked. But I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
When we get to that glory days moment. But I think we're going to do that. We're going to do it soon. Once we get up to about 10,000 followers, let's do that.
Okay.
If he gets tweeted at 500 times by different people saying whatever, you know, follow Dad Challenge Podcast, they want you on the show, he'll come on.
He's going to come?
I think these guys, when they go on shows, I wonder if it's, like, if he goes on Ellen, if he goes on all these shows, do those shows pay him to come on their show?
I don't know, but he won't get paid here.
We can give him a little bit.
I think he'll
be paid.
What
do you got in your pocket right now? I got $10 American.
I had a toonie, but I took it out.
We'll give a toonie.
I took it out because...
So $10 American and a toonie, that's...
Wait.
It's like, oh, what do you got? You got $4
got
there, man.
$4.20.
Okay, you got $4.20. I got an American dime and a $10 bill.
But I don't think he'll accept it because he's going to come here and it'll be the most fun he had. That's what I think.
I would go to him. If he says, I'll interview you, you're going to come up to LA, I'm on the next plane.
Oh, I'll do that for sure.
On the next plane with my gear.
I got $4.20. Could I buy a ticket?
I will, like, maybe we'll make it a challenge. We'll hitchhike up to LA. And if we get there, he interviews us. Or we interview him.
All right.
Let's do it. That's dangerous. We might get killed and murdered. Let's move on to marriage tip of the week. This week, did you have anything that was like in the past couple weeks, like, hey, this worked for me, or like,
I went to therapy.
You did?
Remember I said I was going?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't love it. I'm just going to be honest right now. I don't know. I went in. I met this guy. He seemed like an all right guy. He said, why are you here? And I kind of laid it out. I kind of laid it out like saying, like, here's what I'm struggling with. And it was just, I don't know. He just told me a bunch of stuff I already knew. I didn't really feel like, I don't know.
So go to a different one.
So here's my thing. I'm just being honest with you right now because I think and the reason I want to say this is because I've been to other therapy before, which was very, very helpful.
Yeah.
This time it wasn't. So what I'm saying is don't just give up on it because if you go and have one lame experience with one guy, it may just be that you don't hit it off with that therapist, right?
Yes.
And I think that might be what happened here. Not that he's a bad guy or anything. He's just, it wasn't relative to me for what I was kind of wanting to do.
Did you feel like he wasn't into it?
I don't know. And even at the end, he's like, so do you want to make another appointment? I'm like, yeah, really?
I was feeling the same thing when I was doing my cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
Because I want to deal with my anger issues that I have right. as well. I think a lot of men like us deal with the same type of issues. And I just said, hey, this year I'm going to do this. I want to figure out how to be a better dad, better, you know, suppress this anger a little bit, or not suppress it, or figure it out. And I did learn a couple of things, but same kind of thing. It's just like, I feel like they, you know, they're just trying to milk that at some level. They're trying to be like, next appointment. They're going to uncover it slowly because the more appointments they do, the more money they make. I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying it probably happens.
Yeah, maybe.
They go a little slower than you think you wanted to.
I didn't feel like that's what this guy was doing, but I just didn't feel like I was really, there was nothing like, I don't know, nothing really helped me. It was already stuff that I like already knew, and it wasn't really anything that kind of like,
well, why don't we do an episode on that then? Why don't we talk about, why don't we bring on a, let's see if Dr. Kirk Hondo will come on, talk to us
bring
about anger,
back?
About like,
sure.
about anger management and see what he has, because that guy had some really cool insights.
Yeah,
I would love
sure.
to do an episode on anger then. Let's do that.
I had an area where I handled anger badly, I guess, but then it got better. I don't know. We I'll tell you the story. This happened while you were gone. It was March break and, Ty was in a course all week, so we didn't really have any time to do anything much as a family because he was like literally at the course until 7 at night every day.
Holy cow.
And then Saturday our plan was, hey, let's go out and have a cool family day, maybe go bowling, maybe go for dinner, go for lunch is what we were going to do. So Thatcher had his singing, it was over, we picked him up, and then we're going. Thatcher had a question. I'm not going to say what happened because I don't want to get into those details because it had something to do with what the kids said and I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah.
And it made me mad. And I did something dumb. I looked at Ty and I'm like, you're dumb. Like, just because like what he was saying was like completely ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure the only reason he was saying it was to
get a reaction.
I think it was just to have like an argument.
Or he wanted to start something.
I think probably once he said what he said, he knew like, because the funny thing is, it's not even Ty. What Ty said is not Ty's opinion, right?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't let it go. And it just bugged me, right? So then we get to the restaurant. This is the funny thing. We get there. I go to the bathroom and I come out and Trish is literally sitting with a divider in between her and the kids. This is supposed to be family lunch, right? Yeah. Waiter had already put out waters and menus. So I come back from the bathroom. I'm like, what's this? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, let's go. So we got up and just left.
Yeah.
Just walked right out of the restaurant. There was no way I was going to do that.
Yeah, no way.
So it was good. And the kids, they knew. They're like, they barely said a thing. They just got up and followed.
There's those moments, where you're like, we're not doing this. Like, and they think they know. I think kids know exactly when you're like, don't even think about saying something.
Yeah,
we had some fun in Florida. We didn't go to Disney. It's too expensive.
No Disney,
man. Do you know how expensive it is?
Yes, it's ridiculous. I thought
I was heartbroken. I didn't have the money, man. I couldn't do it. Like, it was $130 American each person,
just to get
one day
in one park.
Yeah, and
for
they
one
upped
day.
It. They upped it to 150 something American.
Holy.
I was researching Disney, shame on you, because what they've done is they've phased out the middle class.
They're only making it for the elite
and super rich, because unless you want to go into debt by a couple of grand, you just can't go. It's not worth it to wait in line all day. I can't handle that, man. I'm not paying $1,000 to wait in line all day.
Yeah,
no,
which is what happens. They let you have like 3 fast passes or something.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
it.
Like,
and then
apparently the food is expensive and it just sucks because I really want to do. But we went to this place called Fun Spot and it's like the cheap, it's just like a normal thing. But you go go-karting all day long.
Fun Spot.
It's called the Fun Spot. And that's I liked the Fun Spot. It was clean.
Was it like, is that from Karate Kid?
Oh, it might have been.
What did they go to in Karate Kid? What was that
place called?
It might
have been Fun Spot.
Okay.
I don't know, but it was like basically it's just rides that kids can go on all day.
Yeah.
A couple of coasters that were okay. Not amazing, but like fun.
Yeah.
The Everly was going on roller coasters.
Fun.
We went and they had go-karts that you could go on all day. Gas-powered go-karts. And we went. It was awesome.
You got to buy tickets? You can just go.
You buy the bracelet for the pass.
Yeah.
It's $40 for the day, $45 bucks. And you just go for the whole day. You go go-karting as much as you want.
That's awesome.
It was actually, I'm glad we did it. Went to the beach down at Anna Maria Island. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful water. Warm.
Nice.
Kids are like, there's salt. I'm like, it's the ocean, you idiots. They're like, don't open your eyes on the water. it was honestly a good vacation. Like, I didn't feel like it went too long. Our flight got canceled because of the new jets, that 737-800 series. But other than that, like, we just ate a bunch of fast food. Walmarts there are insane in the U.S.
Did you get your Chick-fil-A?
I got Chick-fil-A about
four times.
Times? Four times.
Four times. Nuggets?
Lots of nuggets.
You bring nuggies home?
No. I was getting sick of it by the end. Like, we're just... Oh my goodness, this goes into like grievances. Okay. But like America. Okay.
Let's go. Grievance right now.
America's fast food is disgusting. Yeah. I don't know if Canadians have a better oil or that they have better standards for food, but our fast food is way better than their fast food.
Are you talking taste?
Yes.
Quality?
I don't know what they put in their oil, but it tastes like garbage.
Maybe they just Chick-fil-A
is different. Chick-fil-A is good because they use peanut oil.
Okay.
And there you have high quality standards, whatever. The oil at McDonald's and everything else is just like, it's gross. Like America. Here's another thing about America I hate. Okay, you ready for this?
Hit me.
They don't move out of the fast lane when you're driving down the highway.
They don't do that here anymore either.
More than the states, for sure.
Maybe.
People drive like
crackheads. That's a grievance of mine, like daily.
The Florida is a weird place, man. Like, they got some weirdos. There's, like, no joke, there's so many more weirdos floating around. And I say that, like, I don't want to say what they are.
Told you that before you left.
They are weird. Some people are, and the people tell you their whole life story. Like, we were at the car rental place, got there. First of all, if you're listening to this, never, ever, ever, ever in your life ever use Fox Rent-A-Car. Okay? I should have read the reviews before I got this. That place is predatory.
Really? Like,
you need this pass, you need the fast pass for, there's so many tolls in Florida. You need this pass. I'm like, okay, I'll get it. I went through two tolls the entire time I was there.
Probably only $2
and
each.
And I paid $8.7 American per day. Okay?
Oh.
So I paid way more than I could. I went through two tolls the entire way. So this Fox Rent-A-Car place is just one of those hole-in-the-ground places. It has 1-star reviews, which means basically has zero.
Yeah, it's garbage. Because
you can't give less than 1 star. Yeah. And they're just trying to be like, oh, you can't rent this car unless you buy our insurance. I'm like, no, I have insurance. They're like, no, you can't. Well, let me see it. I'm like, no. And I was about to walk out. And then she finally said, okay, yeah, you just have to sign this waiver. Like, they're predatory. They don't care.
That's terrible.
People in the States are really rude.
Did you go to them because they were cheap? Is that why?
Yes, because I'm stupid and I shouldn't have. Because I paid the same amount I would have want at a good place at the airport. And it was like 15 minutes from the airport.
Right.
Anyway, also people in the U.S. are really rude.
Really?
They don't let you in. Like, Canadians will let you in if you're trying to pull into a space or whatever.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Americans, like, if you say thanks, they're like, they don't, like, nobody is, they're rude.
That word doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist there. People will, like, bump into you, like, when you're walking. It's just a different world, man.
Strange.
Different world. But, that being said, man, is it nice in Florida. The weather was beautiful. The
weather's amazing.
Oh, man. Their Walmarts are, like, the size of, like, a palace. You can buy anything at Walmart there. I know we're talking about grievances, but like there was a lot of grievances happening down there.
Yeah.
I have to give a shout out to Southwest. We flew Southwest.
Yeah.
Best experience I've ever had on an airline.
Nice.
Better than ever, except for one dude, which I'll tell you in a minute. But Southwest, like from day one, you get free checked bags, which here costs you $35 a pop. Their boarding is, if you have kids, you can board after the premium right away. But it's all, you get on the plane, you sit wherever you want. There's no seating. You just sit wherever you want.
That's weird.
So when you have kids, you can board early. Great. It's awesome. So we all got to sit together all the time. Everything was good. And then they canceled our flight because they had a bad plane.
Sure.
One of those 737 series that were crashing.
Crashing planes.
Here's a pro tip for you people out there. I used to work for an airline. If an airline has to cancel your flight due to mechanical issues, which is this case it was because the plane was crashing or whatever, they have to reimburse you somehow. They have to. And a lot of people won't call them on it. But you call them. We got $750 in vouchers to go. So Southwest came through.
Nice.
We
can use that to go down and interview Pratt.
Chris Pratt, you're right. Okay.
Pratt, now we got tickets.
The one bad thing was the last flight. So we had two there and two back just because they don't have any direct flights to Detroit. This one guy. So I'm in line with my family. Tyson's behind us. And he's tall. And he's like, well, he can't board because, you know, you can only board with your children. It's like one parent per child. I'm like, he's part of our family. And no one has said anything. We got on all the other flights, no problem. This guy was just being a total, like, I don't know, just like one of those tryhards, like, for the company or whatever. But he made it a bad experience. But just that one flight. So Tyson had to literally board last.
He actually made him wait?
Yeah, he had made him wait out there in the line. It's fine. We saved him a seat. I'm like, I'm just going to save him a seat on the plane. He's like, I don't care. I'm like, all right, buddy. Thanks for your help, Mr.
Did
Safety.
Did he know he was only 16? Like,
he's 17.
Right.
But
okay,
no, I guess that's a rule, but no one else enforced that rule. We're a family, we board together. I'm like, I'm just going to save him a seat on the plane, so why don't you just let him board? He's just being a dink about it.
That's obnoxious. But
that's it. Otherwise, Southwest was killer. It was great.
Wow, that's nice.
Let's talk about Hot Topics real quick. What's going on right now, Hot Topics? Anything you know of?
Well, everybody's up in arms about the education stuff that's going on. Today it's the Doug Ford taking money away from kids with autism, like therapy and stuff.
Yeah, but I heard that he's giving it directly. I don't think he's taking it away. I think that he's just, they said it looks like that, but he's giving it directly to the parents or something. It's not like he's taking it away.
The interesting thing, because when Doug Ford came into power, I kind of thought, oh no, what are we in for? I actually kind of like some of the stuff that he's doing. Like, yeah, I mean, about bringing math back to actually being math, which is kind of good.
Here's the thing. He gets voted in on a platform and he says, this is what I'm going to do. He's just like Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very similar. And everybody knows, he says, this is what I'm going to do if I get voted in. They vote him in because that's what they want.
Right.
And then liberals and people just like go, they just scream into the wind. Like then if you don't want someone like this, get out and vote or get a candidate that's not going to, like, it's the liberals in Canada specifically, I'm not saying this in the US because I don't know, they're just spendthrifts. Like Trudeau promised he's going to balance the budget. He said he's going to balance the budget. They just announced $121 billion in deficits.
Yeah, but they're going off about how he has decreased the deficit quite a bit, is what they're saying.
Yes. Every political party, regardless left or right, will spin it the way they want, and they'll have the way of saying it. And there's no, the gen pop doesn't understand. They take that's why we take sides. That's why we're just going to hear the narrative we want to hear, and then we move on with it.
Everybody sighs and just turns the radio off, I think.
Yeah, it's getting crazy down here, but the Liberal government is literally done here. And I'll keep saying that until it happens. Anyway.
What's going on with Trump? You always know what's going on with Trump.
Yeah, so Trump today signed a thing that said, he signed an executive order, which is a presidential order saying he can make his own rules, basically, on certain things. And he said that schools who do not honor freedom of speech will now get some kind of funding removed from them, like research funding.
Oh, they're going to give less money to schools in the States?
Well, they're going to say, you know, they give research grants to schools for researching, right? For purposes, obviously. And they said, look, if you're not going to honor free speech, if you're going to decline these people speaking on your campuses and do all these things to make it hard for another, you know, for basically conservatives to speak on your campuses, then you're not going to get money. Yeah. That's the only thing that they're going to listen to. And he signed that, and it's a good thing and a bad thing because he shouldn't have needed to. But it just went to Jordan Peterson, who's our fellow Canadian, who a lot of people like. He's a very smart man. The Cambridge University, and he was going there for some kind of fellowship or whatever. They said yes, and then they said no because of his views on transgender issues. Peterson is not a xenophobe or transphobe. He just said, look,
he's awesome.
I don't want the government to tell me what to do, and I will not. And the UK are now saying there's a couple of cases right now that of a journalist that misgendered somebody, and they're like, could go to jail for it. To me, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like I get it. I understand that telling, you know, basically it's akin to calling someone a name, right?
Right.
It's basically akin to saying you're an effing idiot, right? Okay. You're a total, that's what they, you know, they're saying it's akin to saying you're misgendering me as an insult, is what they're saying. If I'm a transgender female and you call me a man, you're insulting me, right? You're doing it on purpose. You're insulting me. So the UK is literally saying if you insult people, you can go to jail.
That's insane.
It's getting crazy. So Jordan Peterson got removed from that thing, and he's laying it up. And people are trying to say, here's the thing I love about Jordan Peterson. All the people that are against him, they're like, oh, he says this and does this and says these things about women. Well, can you point some out where he said all those things? They can't.
Because
he doesn't. Because
he's pro-woman.
Yeah.
He will help women to better themselves in business and
he's the scariest person to the left right now, to the left.
The guy is so well spoken. Like you watch anything he does, it's phenomenal. And you watch people try to tear him apart.
Can't do it.
And it messes them up. It's awesome. The interviewers, like, they're going crazy because they want to get him so bad and they don't.
And they can't. And so they're like, he's the guy that everybody wants to kill right now on the left or kill or like shut down.
Yeah.
But he just, this is why I love Peterson because he just makes too much sense. And the thing is he's too smart for you to shut him down. So you just have to find other ways.
Yep.
So what Cambridge University did was a fail. They shouldn't have done that. And they're just saying, universities should stop doing this because eventually, like, you're going to, like, things like Trump were going to happen. They're going to say, look, you're going to lose your funding. Churches who are tax exempt are not allowed to speak political points and talk about political things from the stage, US and Canada. You can lose your tax exemption for doing it. Mm-hmm. And so they don't. And we don't.
Right.
I've never seen it actually happen. But schools who are tax exempt too, who get kickbacks, are going to eventually be like, nope. When a conservative government is voted in and they change all these crazy rules about these laws, about language laws and stuff like that, like, people are going to go bananas. But you cannot put someone in jail for insulting someone else. You can't do it. No. Canada's getting dangerously close to that too.
Oh, I know.
They're getting dangerously close to saying, if you insult someone, you're going to jail. I can't believe it. Well, but if you murder someone, you spend 25 years in jail. That's it, max.
It's already happening, like in the microclimates of just businesses alone. You can't hurt somebody's feelings or insult somebody, or you know, it all comes under the bullying thing. And
yep.
And I mean, I get that, but it's going so far as to say, if you say something that's offensive, you should have known, even if maybe you didn't know.
Yep. Like,
because there's a certain culture sometimes, and I'm not saying that culture is always right. So don't. Don't quote me as that, like whoever's going to come after me for saying that. But sometimes there is a culture, so some speak within that culture is not offensive. And then if a new person comes into that and they find it offensive, you need like a warning on that first, right?
Sure.
And so you can't just automatically take 100% offense. And I think most normal human beings, if they found out that they did hurt somebody's feelings, they would probably, okay, I'm sorry, and change. But if you're just going to be like chucking people in jail for saying something that hurt a snowflake's feelings.
Yeah.
That's getting crazy.
It's getting crazier because, and it's weird to me because it's a minority of people that are professionally offended all the time. It's a very small number of people. I don't understand why we're shifting these rules and laws to a very small minority of people. Like that kid in Toronto, York University was having a thing for the New Zealand shooters thing for the Muslims that were killed in New Zealand.
Oh yeah.
50 of them. And they're having this thing and this guy showed up with a MAGA hat. Of course, this guy's trying to stir it up, right?
Yes.
MAGA hat. But they freaked on him and they're like, F you, F. And they're like calling him names and stuff like that. Like, okay, well, I get it that you're offended this guy is a Trump supporter. And I understand why you're upset that he's there.
Yes.
Because if you consider what the MAGA hat represents, if you think the MAGA hat is racist, then that's fine for you. But some people just say, hey, look, maybe it is. But yeah. I'm just saying that they're allowed to hit him in the head and call him names, F you and all this stuff, but he didn't say a word. So the case is, the thing is, again, it comes to hypocrisy. If you're allowed to call me whatever names I'm, because I'm intolerant, and that's like your excuse to say, you know, you're xenophobe, so I'm going to punch Nazis in the face. I'm not saying like, I'm more center than anything.
What they're saying
is that they're just saying like, we're going to do it, but don't do it to us.
Right.
That's what people hate.
Yes.
But our rules, like Trudeau, who is the apologist, he was like the apology king, who is apologizing for all the things of our past that none of us have anything to do with, he thinks he can run on a platform of apology. But people are just like, stop. How about just do what you say you're going to do, which was, you know, be transparent and do the things right. And he just was just as bad or worse than most politicians. Like politicians inherently become evil as soon as they get it because the people that surround themselves with, and it comes down to people who can find out things about you and they can use it as leverage against you.
Yeah.
Politics is the dirtiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
That's why I'll never get into politics.
It's not about the people anymore. It's about making the guy who's in
power.
Charge.
Yeah.
Look bad.
Yeah. So or using it for their leverage to get what you want, which is what lobbyists do.
Yes.
Anyway, that was a long one. Sorry about that rant, guys.
Grievances.
All right. Let's get on to glory days. So today what we're going to talk about on the podcast, I know it's like 45 minutes in, but I want to talk about the past and where I came from, where Jeff came from, and what we want to do with this podcast and basically the Dad Challenge podcast in the future. And we got some cool plans. And I think I'm excited to talk about a little bit about and just dream with you, even if we might just say some stuff right now that might come up.
Sure.
But we talked about Glory Days today because I was looking back on my life. I posted something on Instagram today that said, do what you love, right? Stop doing things that you hate, just grinding, getting by, because I was reading a Reddit thread about a guy that these are called Ask Me Anythings. They're called AMAs. This guy's like, I have stage 4 cancer. I'm going to die in a couple months. Ask me anything. And a lot of questions were like, what pisses you off the most about like people's complaints? And he said, look, nothing pisses me off, but I just wanted to, you know, what really gets my goat is that people who are complaining about like the dumbest things or are living the lives that they're not, that are just like, they just like are just existing. If I had my option, if I can get out of this cancer, which he says he's terminal. Right, he's like, I would just live my dream, right? I would do that. I'm looking, as I'm 39 now, looking back on, I did follow my dreams. I did for a period of my life. I started the band. I toured for like 6 years. We did amazing things. It was amazing.
Yeah,
I look back fondly on those memories, and it was incredible. And it brought me to that thing where we did the iPad challenge, right? So what we did was, I had a new lineup of guys, and we wanted to get our song on the radio. So there's this local station, and we said, we had a pretty big following on Facebook, like over 3,000, like pretty big. And we just said, win this iPad. So we launched it first. We came up, it's like June 4th. We just put all these memes out about June 4th. Get ready. Nobody knew what it was. We just built up this huge momentum to June 4th. Everybody was in. And then we just dropped, on June 4th, we dropped the contest that said, tweet this at this radio station. And it was just like, hey, Hot 89.9, play this new song by Hearts and Stereo. And inundated them with tweets for like, they called us like right away. They're like, we've got 1,000 tweets. Can you stop? And we're like, well, like, and we come in and we went into the radio station with an interview and they played our song. And it was awesome.
Cool.
But I'm like, what an idiot. Because why don't we do that to Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
I'm like, we could have targeted those 1,000 or 3,000, I think, at the end tweets to Ryan Seacrest. It would have been way better.
Bigger audience.
So stupid. We went to a local radio station. We won the Battle of the Bands like 3 weeks in a row. It was great. Did nothing for us.
Right.
Nothing. So we just didn't capitalize on something we could have capitalized on. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. We should do that for on a bigger level. But I was just looking back in the glory days and thinking, I played music in a band. We were good. We were good, dude. And we had so much fun, and my wife let me do that stuff, and then kids came along, and kind of life shifted. But I posted that thing today saying, follow your dreams, do what you want to do, because when you look back, when you're 60, 70 years old, are you going to be happy with what you did with your life, right? Are you going to say, I wish I would have done that? And a lot of that, Brent came on, and he Instagrammed and said, look, maybe it's less about doing something you love and more about spending time with your family, too. I thought that was a really cool point, Brent. So if you're listening, Brent, it's a good point. It's a good point.
That is a good point.
So when you're looking back on the glory days, you know, and if you didn't get a chance to do something in your life because you had a family and you had to make ends meet, there's got to be a way that you can do what you love and still go right now. I don't think it's ever too late.
No.
Which is where we're going to do some bucket list stuff, and we're going to do some really cool things. Well, what were your glory days?
My glory days was when we dropped this video a week ago that only 91 people have viewed.
Again, we need followers, man. We got to grow that. We got to grow that.
Maybe Ryan Seacrest will watch it. For those of you that don't know, we dropped a video a week ago, and check it out. It's kind of funny.
It is. It's a good one about dads.
Another dad one, and it's the lyrics are.
Rap.
I'm actually pretty proud of the lyrics because they're pretty clever.
They are.
My glory days. Yeah, I never had.
You got married young.
I got married young, and we had Ty young, and while Trish was pregnant with Ty, I was gone to fire school.
Wow.
And when I came back, I still didn't have a job yet. And about six months after Ty was born, I got the job. So that was kind of like a whirlwind of like being young, being married, having a new kid, trying to get my job going. And I mean, like all that. And I was only 23 when all that happened. Like when I finally got my job, I was 23. But my glory days before that, I mean, my glory days would be high school, I guess. Yeah. Like, I mean, I had a great time there, played on tons of sports teams and,
I feel like that's a lot of people's glory.
Yeah.
Is high school's teams. Well, I didn't get any. I didn't do any of that stuff.
You didn't do it, eh?
I wish I would have.
I feel kind of sad. Like it feels cliche, like Springsteen's song, right? Like where you got to reach way far back for something like that. But I mean, it is what it is. You had no responsibilities. You could do what you did. I mean, I worked, made enough money to do those things. And, you know, just enough to like play the sports because my mom didn't have any dough to like pay for me. So I had to do it. But I mean, kind of makes you a little more proud. And my favorite thing in the world was rugby at that time. And I got to do rugby and a school play. So
you did school play.
I did a school play.
Well, it brings us to like now. Like, so when we launched a podcast, Jeff and I we did the parody first. Did we do the parody first?
We did.
Yeah. So we said
Dad Bod.
And then I called him, what's stopping us from doing something like this, right? So a lot of people out there have been thinking about doing something passionate about that they love to do. You should just do it. I know that sounds so easy to say, because we have the ability to do what we want here because, you know, the talents that I've accrued and you've accrued over time and the knowledge that we have and stuff like that. But I think we're in a really, really good, I think I'm ready to create new glory days. And man. So I've had a rough couple of weeks, and you guys will hear about this in the future. We'll talk about this soon, but I still can't talk about it right now. But I've been really, really been able to sit back and think about what the heck am I going to do now, right? And I'm thinking, okay, here's what I'm going to do. So Jeff and I talked today a little bit. There's one thing I really want to do, and that has to do with bucket lists, which is can be, you know, it's important for everybody to have bucket lists. Night, Daddy. Night, I love you.
Night, Weston.
Night, I love you.
Night, Everly.
And I think bucket lists are important. I mean, for whatever reason, it doesn't have to be a huge, giant bucket list. But I've always had on my bucket list. I'd like to. You were in a musical. Jeff and I went and saw. What's it called?
Rocky. The musical.
Jeff's spirit animal is Rocky. By the way, if anybody didn't know, I've never seen all the movies, so I have to watch them. I think I should watch them with Jeff. I should watch them with Jeff, and maybe we'll do that. But we watched Rocky, and we came out of the show, and we just had an epiphany. I'm like, what if we did a challenge where we see if we can make it onto a musical theater production? Jeff and I have a little bit of talent.
I would love it.
Jeff's already done one.
I was in high school.
It's true. But we, okay, first of all, we have this really, where we live, there's really good productions. They're small, yeah, but they're good.
There's a lot
good.
Of talent around here. There's
a ton,
sure.
a
yeah,
lot
yeah,
of
yeah.
talent. But apparently, there's not a lot of dudes doing this.
Really?
Not. That's what I heard. So the challenge is we're going to do, and I think it's going to be less about a podcast. We'll do the podcast on it to initially kick it off. But I challenge you, Jeff,
yes.
me and you, to see what it takes to get to be a part and to actually be a part of a music production. I don't care if you're a tree, okay? I don't care if you're a bystander on the stage.
No,
I
wanna it's got to be a singing part.
It's got to be a singing part?
Yes.
We have to do it. Okay, yes. So fine. Even if it's background singer.
I already know how to do it just from what you said.
What?
You said there's hardly any dudes. So all we got to go is hit a couple of guys with pipes.
They break some knees.
Yeah, outside the... Yeah. And then it's done. We go in and we get them.
Hate They're crimes. Like, yeah. So, okay. So here's what we're going to do. And I think we're going to do the part... There's a few things I want to do with the podcast and with our social media and everything else. So a lot of things is like... We love talking on the podcast and it's great. And we do some cool things. But I think we need to step up our game. Part of that is to do... We're going to do a YouTube series on a bunch of things. So we're going to say, what is it going to take to get into a musical theater production? We're going to practice... We're going to work and we're going to go to these auditions and we're going to make one.
We're going to do it?
But I want to go start at the highest level. I'm not joking.
Of course
not,
you do.
Not New York. I mean, maybe the one under the highest.
Like Stratford, I think, is even a stretch.
Okay, so let's go Stratford.
You want to go Stratford?
Let's go Stratford.
Hi.
So here's the thing. We have leverage because we can interview the top because, you know, we can. We're bold enough to be like, look, we want you to coach us. So we're going to get coached. We got to learn our lines and we're going to go audition. We're going to do headshots here because I have that ability.
Yeah.
We're going to do some songs.
Yep.
We're going to practice together.
Okay.
We are going to make, we're going to go
we're
be a part
be
of the play.
Part of Stratford.
I don't care if they don't pay us. I'll do it volunteer.
They pay you.
Do they pay you?
Yeah.
If you make it?
Yeah.
So with our money, we're going to buy lottery tickets. Okay. So here's, so that's what I want to do. I want to do like a mini series on YouTube where we're going to, that's a dream. That's one of my bucket list things. I think we'd
oh,
do well.
Oh man. I think it'd be funny.
So let's do that.
Should we be in a comedy or a drama?
I would do a comedy.
You want to just
I would
comedy,
do a comedy.
Eh?
I mean, I don't
drama
care.
Drama would be fun, too, though.
Here's the thing. I'm terrible at memorizing. What?
It'll prove that we're not a one-trick pony
I think
if we do
right.
a drama.
Let's try it. Well, let's say
like
we get
Steve
the bug.
Carell.
What if we're really good and then people want to start hiring us?
It'll be awesome.
Let's do that.
Let's get hired.
Let's get hired. So that's what we're going to do in the next coming months. I think we'll set a time. I'm not sure when, but we're going to, like, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to interview someone. We've got this this other podcast people. I don't want to say who they are yet. They're going to come on. We're going to ask them how we should go about this. They're professionals. They've done this. They meet with, they interview high-level professionals, and they're going to give us a game plan on how we're going to do this. Dude, are you nervous?
I just got a little bit of goosebumps.
You did? I'm pumped for it because I'm like, let's do this because I can't sing
fun.
Vibrato, so I'm going to have to teach myself how to sing vibrato.
I'm gonna get some real
I've got great
going.
Stage presence because I have to do that for a living.
Yeah.
Right?
You're
I know I have
that.
It. I know I have it. I can't memorize for balls.
I can
suck.
Memorize.
I suck at memorizing.
I think I can do vibrato.
I think you probably can do it. I can't
I get
do it.
Punched in
my wife can do it, so maybe she'll teach me. Anyway, so that means we're going to have to get acting coaches. We're going to have to get these people, and we're going to do the whole thing. We're doing it. We're going to live the dream. And so another thing is, tell them about what we're going to do. We talked a little bit about today, what we want to do with our Instagram and like more things about that kind of better empowers dads, I guess.
Yeah. So another thing that we were thinking about was this fashion thing. We want to start talking about fashion. And I actually got prepared for this while you were gone.
Okay.
I cleaned my closet out.
Yeah.
So talking about glory days, I was going, there's all these shirts hanging in my closet that like used to be cool.
Don't fit.
Well, and don't fit, but they used to be cool, right? Like I had some like plaid shirts that had like paint on the back, like shoulder or something like that, right?
The Hardy or Ed Hardy shirts?
Not quite that, but you know what I mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They used to be cool.
Yeah.
And I was looking at them and I'm like, what's the matter with me? I got to get these things out of here. Like what am I doing? Am I thinking the glory days are going to come back when I can like wear this shirt? So anyways, I threw out three garbage bags full.
Like donated out.
Yeah. And now my closet, it brings me joy.
Marie Kondo, bring you joy.
Yeah, it brings me joy now. And that's what I did. I took some stuff and I'm like, nah, it doesn't bring me joy because first of all, I can't button it up.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's got paint on the shoulder. It's not cool anymore. So anyways, that just brings us to the fashion thing. So
the fact is,
sometimes you feel like you don't have time, right, to do that stuff. And I think there's a lot of dads that feel that way. And we want to say, hey, we can still wear some things that look good. And like, so what are we going to do for that?
We're going to
get advice from certain people.
Yeah,
we're going to like throw
absolutely.
Some stuff.
We're going
like,
to grab some advice from some Instagram influencers in the fashion space.
Yeah.
Our kids actually have good fashion sense too.
Yeah, I think we do too.
We're going to really, really just kind of be like, here's how you can look good. And here's why you should look good. Right. We're going to talk about that. Here's why. We're going to bring on people because looking good feels good, right? Yeah. It does. Smelling good feels good. When you go into a place and people look at you, I have this outfit that I wear sometimes, and I'm going to do it for one of our first Instagram posts. It's just, I get attention when I wear it. It's
yeah.
Like bright red shoes. I got this blue jacket. I wear skinny jeans. I wear a long line shirt. I look dope. Okay. I don't look dope a lot. I know that sounds cocky. I don't look dope a lot, but I look dope in this outfit, and I get attention, and I love it. I'm not joking. I love it. And Kathy, same way. We had this concert, and I shot for her, bought her a bunch of clothes. She looks so good.
Yeah.
Confidence is boosted. Things happen when you have boosted confidence.
Sure. And yeah, if you wrap the package nice, yep, it looks better. It really does. My dad likes to give gifts wrapped in newspaper because he's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gift's still the same gift, but hey, if it comes with some sparkly paper, presentation matters.
Presentation matters.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about, and that's Fashion Friday.
Fashion Friday is going to, I don't know when we're going to kick it off, but it's going to come soon.
Very soon, because spring's
coming. I'm excited about it too, because it's nice to keep, and I think what we'll prove is you don't need a ton of things in your closet to pull it off either, right?
Nope.
Which is cool, because I think some people think that, you just got to like accumulate all this crap. Mm-mm. And I don't know about you, me though, I'm a little bit quality over quantity. Like if I find a shirt that I like, I'm okay to pay a little bit more for it. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably buy two in a different color just because I know, hey, that I can do and that I use and that looks good on me and I'll do that.
Yeah.
Rather than going out and buying 30 shirts that are cheaper because I have old, oh, I don't know if I should slam Old Navy, but I hate them.
Old Navy's
if
terrible.
I buy a
terrible.
Shirt, like I have to buy an extra large shirt to fit me because of my shoulders.
Yeah.
If I buy something from Old Navy, I look like SpongeBob SquarePants because it just goes like from being like boxy shoulders all the way down.
Yeah.
Like a box.
Hey, dudes, dads, don't shop at Old Navy, okay? What we're going to do is curate. And here's the thing. I think it's more of, I could be wrong. Once we bring on a professional, maybe they'll prove me wrong. But I think what works is outfit-based designs. So a lot of these, there's a lot of guys who do, or a lot of companies that do these like monthly things. They'll ship you an outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can cross and do a bunch of stuff, but if you've got a good outfit that works, keep that good outfit. Right, you can cross and do other things.
Yeah.
There's a way to mix and match, but maybe it's outfit-based things. Maybe that's where we'll go. Anyway,
sure.
That's another thing we want to do what was it? Tech Tuesdays. We want to talk about tech.
Talk some tech.
I love tech.
I like it too.
And we want to do cooking with Jeff because Jeff is a good cook.
Some meals. Meals on Mondays.
Meals on Mondays, maybe. but we're just a few things. What else did we talk about?
We also want to stick to our grassroots, and we love talking about family and dads and relationships. And we were talking about Thursdays. I was thinking that we keep Therapy Thursdays going because,
which is basically the podcast,
it's
our therapy. And we want to focus the podcast going forward more on things that can help you parent better, which means, you know, therapy, even Aaron Greens is good because it talks about some things, but if we can focus more on how you can talk to your teenager, how you can build bonds, how you can help be a better husband, better dad, those things are all going to go hand in hand with, like, again, fashion, cooking, diet, workout Wednesdays. We're going to bring Benga. Workout Wednesdays. We're going to give you guys a workout with us. We're going to do certain things. We're going to talk about all this stuff. So we're really going to really start working on ourselves and helping dads and parents do the same.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be awesome.
I love it. I love the idea.
And that's going to be our new glory days.
We're starting new glory days.
Starting now. New glory days. And so really excited about the future. And I think once we're done this musical theater thing, it's the next thing is next, right? Maybe the next thing is like, how hard is it to, you know, publish a children's book? Or how hard is it to
be in the next Marvel movie?
That's a good one. Let's see if we can get into a Hollywood feature.
How is that even going to be possible?
We need an agent. By the time we get to that level, Chris Pratt's just going to have us on one of his movies.
I'm going backdoor on this. I'm going to start raising sheep, and then I'll start...
Sell it to Chris Pratt somehow?
Yeah.
But that's... Okay, I'm excited for the future. New glory days ahead. Men out there listening to this podcast. I know a bunch of you guys that listen to this podcast. I know that you listen to some things that we have to say here. I know you do. And so I want to encourage you right now. There's an encouraging moment for you dudes out there listening. You might have a newborn at home. You might have teenagers. You might not have kids. You might be single. You might be married. You might be struggling. This is going to sound super selfish. Do something for you. All right? Get out there. If you had a dream of, like, I know this guy in Ottawa. I worked with him. Really cool guy. He had some issues growing up, some addiction issues and stuff, and he's overcome them. And you know what he does now? He builds rockets. Literally just shoots rockets. And it's his passion.
But like backyard rockets?
Yeah. Like, and he's good at it.
Cool.
Learning how to make rockets.
Wow.
If you're out there, if you're a guy, like I know a guy who listens to our podcast. If you're listening, you know who you are. He wants to pursue music.
Nice.
Go hard, man. And he's doing it well. Go harder.
Good.
Go harder now. Yeah. Follow your dreams. It doesn't, like, here's the thing. when you look back on your life in 20 years, are you going to be happy with what you did? And if that means that you, a lot of dads out there have to work to make ends meet, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that means you're spending time with your family, that's important to you, that's important. And I think that's the most important thing, is being a good dad. And being in a job that you hate maybe is all you have right now, but try to figure a way out of that. Stop doing things you are unhappy in. If you're working a job where you're unhappy, figure a way to get out of it. Figure a way.
Figure a way to do something you want.
It's never too late to go back to school for anything. That's what I'm learning right now. It's never too late to actually dream something and connect with people that are good at that stuff. The internet is full of these things, right?
Yep.
You want to learn how to code? Google hires people now that do this thing online called Code Camp. If you go through this whole Code Camp, apparently you're going to be good enough to work for Google. They're like hiring people that don't have CS degrees.
Wow.
If you are passionate about filmmaking, there's never been a better time to start now.
Yeah.
Your phone has a 4K camera on it. There's never been a better time.
You can film what you want to film.
If you're singing, sing. If you want to be in a Broadway production, go for it. Dads, it's time to start being that person you want to be so that your kids see that. Your wife sees that. When you're happy doing something you love, unless it's stupid, like gambling or something that's stupid and detrimental. What I'm saying is do something you love that's beneficial to your like well-being, to your soul.
Do something you love with the footnote of don't ruin what you have, though, to do what you love.
Don't be selfish about it, but do it so that it's helpful to everybody.
It has to be a compliment to what you're... Because, let's be honest, your family is the most important thing. And that's why make yourself healthy by doing something you love.
Yep.
Don't wreck what you have by doing something you love.
Mental wellness is super important to a father. And this is coming from a guy who's worked so many jobs in the past that I hated. And I just was miserable, but I had to make ends meet. I didn't have an education like I did, but it was music and art. Who the hell, you know, I'm not making any money doing that stuff. But and I did so many things I hated. And it just like, I missed out on like 10 good years. Remember I said I'm late bloomer to things.
Yep.
I'm a late, not this time. I am. I'm 40. I'm 40 now, almost 40. It's time to start living the future that I want. And I'm in a good position to do that. And I want my kids to see that doing what you love is really important.
That makes you strong, though. You're like an oak. You're a slow grower.
Yeah, I'm a slow grower. I'm a grower, not a shower. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to be doing in the future. So next week, I'm not sure who's on next week, but I'm ready for this to step this up into like, let's be better dads and husbands every step of the way. Let's see if Kirk will come on next week. Tell us how to be better dads and less angry.
All right.
I'm going to message him.
See if he'll do it. Because I felt good after talking to him the last time.
So guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Jeff, where can they find us?
Check us out on the Insta. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Twitter.
Yes. All the above.
Check out Dad Challenge Podcast.
We'd love for you to leave a review on our podcast if you would be so kind. 5 stars.
Tell people about it.
Tell people about it. Share this. Honestly, like if you know a dad or a dude out there listening, like just share this podcast. Like open up their phone. This is what I do. I open up people's phones and I share, not just our podcast. I'll share them like good podcasts.
Yep.
I'll say, you want to listen to something? You need to start listening to this stuff because we got some tidbits in here. There's some stuff that you need to listen to.
Some stuff.
You might laugh.
In amongst all the...
fart jokes and... And if you guys knew how much stuff we cut from these interviews, from these actual conversations, you'd be like, ooh. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to up this point. We're on episode 15. It's a milestone. I'm excited about the future. Follow us on Instagram is the most important thing at this point.
Yes,
get
please.
On the Dad Challenge Podcast Instagram. Give us a follow. Man, we need those follows. We really want to grow that. And we're
going to start making the content there a little bit better. And
we really are.
Yeah.
More videos, more content, more funny, and even some sad stuff.
Yeah.
But we love you. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Peace.